Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his battle.
Ah, yes, my Israelite warrior brothers and sisters. Watch that banner go. That's our banner. Shalom Aleichem to all of you. I am Pastor Steve. This show is Word for Word, and this show is for the 28th of April, 2017. It is the fifth show in the book of Daniel. I had originally scheduled four, but due to the massive amount of commentary needed, it's going to wind up to be six shows. I'll be doing chapters 9 and 10 today, and then 11 and 12 on Monday. That's just necessary. I can't short this book. Just not the right thing to do. Let me get a drink of water, clear my pipes here. Oh, that is so refreshing. Just good, clean, filtered water. Let's get right into this. The timelines jump back and forth in this book. And they give the timeline by the kings that they're talking about, okay? So, verse 1 of chapter 9. In the first year of Dariush, 1867, they have Darius. Whew, that's a real butcher job on the name. The son of Ahasuerus. That's 325. Again, that's a butcher job. Of the seed of the Madai, that is the Medes, 4074, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, which is in Hebrew, it's Kasdim, 3778. All right, Ahasuerus reigned over the Medes 485 to 465 BC, and this is the Ahasuerus that is in the book of Esther. Okay, and Dariush in the book of Esther. Verse 2 of chapter 9, you can reference Jeremiah 25. Verse 11 and 29, verse 10. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by scriptures, 5612, the number of the years whereof the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah, that's Jeremiah, 3414, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Okay, they were going to be punished for 70 years. Well, he knew this. Daniel was a captive. Verse 3, and I set my face unto Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. He humbled himself totally. And he was in high position in that land. Verse 4, and I prayed unto Yahweh my Elohim and made my confession, 3:0, 3:4, and said, I beseech you, Yahweh, the great and awesome El, that's 4:10 instead of 4:30, that's God, keeping the covenant and loving kindness to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. That pertains today, doesn't it? Keep his commandments? Okay. Verse 5, we have sinned. 2:3, 9:8, they were in apostasy, worshiping idols, and have committed iniquity, 5:7, 5:3, and have done wickedly, 7:5, 6:1, and have rebelled, 4:7, 7:5, even by departing, 5:4, 9:3, departing or turning aside from thy commandments, 4:6, 8:7, and from thy judgments, 4:9, 4:1. Verse 6, neither have we hearkened unto or listened to thy servants the prophets, which spoke in thy name to our kings, our officers, and our forefathers, and to all the people of the land. Verse 7, and you can reference Baruch 1:15-17 in your Apocrypha. For verse 7, O Yahweh, righteousness belongs unto thee, but unto us shame, 13:22, of faces. As at this day, to the men of Yehuda, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near, 71:38, and that are far off, 71:50, through all the countries or nations, the lands, at 776, Eretz, all the lands where you have driven them, 50:80, in driven them out in dispersion, banished, because of their trespass, 4:6:04, that they have committed, 4:6:03, against you. Verse 8, O Yahweh, to us belongs shame of face, to our kings, to our officers, and to our forefathers, because we have sinned against you. This is a prayer. I mean, he's really devout in his prayer. I mean, wow. To Yahweh our Elohim belongs mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed or listened to the voice of Yahweh our Elohim to walk in his instructions or Torah, 8:4, 5:1, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Verse 11, and you can reference Baruch 1:19-22 in your Apocrypha. All Israel have passed over or passed beyond, 5:6:7:4, your Torah, and turned aside, 5:4, 9:3, that they might not obey or listen to or hear thy voice. Therefore the curse, 4:2:3, is poured upon us, the punishment, okay? And the oath, 7:6:2:1, that is written in the Torah of Moshe, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned, 2:3:9:8, against him. And 2398, when it's used as sin, means to miss the mark of duty or obligation. And that's what they did. They really missed the mark. They were doing idols and all of that. Verse 12, and he has confirmed or made to stand, 6965, his words, 1697, which he spoke against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great, and it has evil in the King James, but it is calamity in context. 7451. For under the whole sky has not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. Verse 13. As it is written in the Torah of Moshe, all this calamity is come upon us, yet we did not entreat, 2470, before Yahweh, our Elohim, that we might turn back from, 7725, from our iniquities, 5771, and ponder, 7919, your truth, 571. Verse 14, therefore has Yahweh watched, 8245, upon the calamity and brought it upon us. For Yahweh, our Elohim, is righteous, 6662, in all his works which he does. For we listened, 8085, or heard, not to his voice. Verse 15, and you can reference Baruch 2, verses 11 through 13. Now remember, Baruch was a contemporary of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu. Verse 15, and now, O Yahweh, our Elohim, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand, that's Egypt, and has gotten thee a name, that's fame, 8034, as at this day we have sinned, again, missed the mark, we have done wickedly, 7561. He's praying for his people here. That's what he's doing. Like Moshe did. Moshe prayed so Yahweh wouldn't destroy Israel. He was so angry. Verse 16. O Yahweh, according to all thy righteousness, turn away, please, your anger, 639, and fury, 2534. Return from upon thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, 2022, because for our sins, 2399, and for the iniquities, 5771, of our forefathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach, 2781, to all that are about us. Verse 17. And you can reference Baruch 2, verse 14. Now therefore, O our Elohim, listen to the prayer of thy servant and to his supplications, 8469, and cause thy face to shine, 215, upon thy sanctuary, 4720, that is desolate, 8076, for Yahweh's sake. Well, they destroyed the temple. Okay, this is post-destruction of the first temple. And they're still in captivity. This is during the 70 years. 18. O Elohev, that is, O my God, incline thy ear And here, open thine eyes and behold our desolations, 807:4. And the city which is called by thy name, for we do not for our righteousnesses present our supplications before you, but for thy great mercies. And you can reference Baruch 2, verse 19 on verse 18 here. O Yahweh, hear. 808:5. O Yahweh, forgive. 5:5, 4:5. That's literally to lift up the sin from upon them. O Yahweh, listen, 7:1, 8:1, and do, 6:2, 1:3. Delay not for thine own sake, O my Elohe. For is called thy name, for thy name is called upon thy city and upon thy people. All right, that ends that prayer. And here comes the thing about the 70 weeks. Okay. This is 70 years, really, because it's the 70 years of punishment, okay? Verse 20, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before Yahweh, my Elohe, for the holy mountain of my Elohe, verse 21, you can reference Luke 1, verses 19, and 26. Verse 21. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man, that's Ish, that's male gender specific, Gabriel, 1403, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening, 6153, grain offering. That's Mincha, 4503. This is it, Gabriel, the angel. If you want to put angel, I'll use a term familiar to you so you know what I'm talking about. Messenger. Verse 22, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee wisdom. 7:9, 1:9. And understanding. 9:9, 8. Verse 23. At the beginning of thy supplications, the word of command came forth. And I am come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. 25:30, in other words, precious and valuable. Therefore, understand the matter and understand the vision. 4:7, 5:8. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. That would be 70 years because they were, that's pretty much etched in stone. That I will state. Are determined upon thy people. 70 years of punishment upon the people and the holy, and upon thy holy city. Okay. To finish 3607. The transgression, 6588, and to seal up, 2856, of sins, 2403, and to make propitiation, 3722, that's to cover over, for iniquity, 5771. And to bring in everlasting, 5769, righteousness, 6664, and to seal up, again, 2856, the vision, 2377, and prophecy, 5030, and to anoint, 4886, the most holy, 6944, doubled for emphatic use. Verse 25, know therefore and consider, 7919, that from the going forth of the word of command to restore, let's bring back, turn back, and to rebuild Jerusalem unto 5704, Mashiach, 4899, the anointed one, okay, Messiah, the prince, 5057, shall be 7 weeks, that would be years, and 62 weeks, 2 years. The street shall be rebuilt again, and the moat, 2742, even in distressful, 6695, times, 6256. And after 62 weeks, shall Mashiach, 4899, be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince, that would be the Romans under Titus, that shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. This was post Yeshua Messiah. Okay, 62 years when the Romans destroyed. And the end of it, 7093, shall be with a flood. 7858, flood of people. And unto the end of the war, desolations, 8074, are determined. 2782, they destroyed the Romans. Destroyed Jerusalem. And Yeshua predicted it. Verse 27. Okay, here's verse 27. You can reference Daniel 11, verses 31, and 12, verse 11. 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verses 44 through 50, and verse 54. Matthew 24, verse 15. And Mark 13, verse 14. There's verse 27. And he shall confirm, 1396, the covenant, 1285, with many for 1 week, 7620. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause to cease, 7673, the sacrifice, 2077, the daily sacrifice, and the grain offering, the mincha, 4503. For the overspreading, this is an idiom for as wings, an overspreading of detested things, 8251, that cause horror, 8074, even until the complete destruction, 3617, complete destruction, and that determined, 2782, shall be poured, 5413, upon the devastated, 8076. All right, that ends chapter 9. Now we're going to go into chapter 10. There's a different time period and a different king's reign that you can relate to. Okay. In the third year of Koresh, K-O-R-E-S-H, not Cyrus, 3566, king of Paras, that is Persia, 6539, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And that thing was true. But the time appointed, 6635, was long, 1419. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. Verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Verse 3. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. He fasted for 3 weeks. Verse 4. And in the 24th day of the first month, as that would be Abib, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel. Now they have Hiddekel 2313 in the King James, but it is spelled C-H, it's a K sound. Kiddekel, C-H-I-D-D-E-Q-E-L. There's verses 5, and verses 5 and 6, you can reference Revelations 1, verses 13 through 15, Revelations 2, 18, Revelations 19, verse 12. Verse 5, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with gold of Uphaz, 2:10. Verse 6, his body was also like the 8658, and that is an unknown stone. They have beryl in the King James, but they inserted that. That's an opinion. 8658 is not known. And his face as the appearance of lightning, 1300. And his eyes as lamps, 3940, of fire. And his arms and his feet like in color to polished bronze. And the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude, 1995. And here's verse 7. You can reference 3 Maccabees 6, verse 18. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great trembling, 2731, fell upon them, so that they fled, 1272, to hide themselves, 2244. Verse 8, therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my vigor, 1935, was turned, 2015, in me into corruption, 4889, and I retained, 6113, no strength, 3581. Verse 9, yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep, 7290, upon my face, and my face toward the ground. Verse 10, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me tottering, 5128, upon my knees, 1290, and upon the palms, 3709, of my hand. He was on his hands and knees, just weaving back and forth. He was weak. Verse 11. Let me get a hit of this cold water here. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, and we had that before, greatly beloved, that's valued or precious or useful, understand the words that I speak to you, and stand upon your place, for to you am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood trembling. 7460. Verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set thine heart, 3820, their heart or mind as the center of thought, to understand and to humble yourself, 6031, before your Elohim, your words were heard, and I am come for your words, or because of your words. And here is verse 13 and 21. You can reference Revelations 12, verse 7. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, that's Paras, 6539, stood against me, 1 and 20 days, 21 days. But lo, Michael, that's Michael, 4317, that's the patron angel of Israel, and that means who is like El, who is like God. One of the chief princes, 8269, that's divine beings, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Paras. Verse 14. Now I am come to make you understand what shall be befall your people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Future vision. Verse 15, and when he had spoken such words to me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became bound speechless, not dumb, bound speechless. 481. Verse 16, and behold, one like the similitude, the likeness of, 1823, of the sons of Adam, 120, touched upon my lips, 8193. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, that's Adon, 113, that's a title, by the vision, 4758, my pangs, that's pains, 6735, are turned, 2015, upon me, and I have retained no strength. Verse 17, for how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, for at this time there stands no strength in me, neither is there breath, 5397, left in me. Verse 18. Then there came again, 3254, and touched me, one like the appearance of an Adam, and he strengthened me, 2388. And said, O man greatly beloved, precious or valued, and man here is Ish, 376, and it is gender specific. That's all it is. Fear not, peace be unto you. Be strong, 2388, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then said he, know you why or wherefore, 4100, I come unto thee? And now will I return to fight, 3898, that's make war upon, with the prince, 8269, of Paras. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Yawan, 3120, shall come, that's Greece. Verse 21, you can reference Revelations 12, verse 7. But I will tell you that which is written in the scripture of truth. And there is not one that holds with me in these things, or strengthens me in these things, but Mikael, your prince. 8269. Michael, the prince, the archangel. And you can see the notes on Daniel 8:16. You can reference that. Now, I've got 20 minutes left here. I was going to do 9 and 10. And 11 is 45 verses. I can't get this done. I can get part of it done. So I will pick a breaking point in chapter 11. And cut it off so I don't butcher it. And then I'll do the rest of 11 and 12 on Monday. So here is verse 1 of chapter 11. Also, I, in the first year of Dariush the Mede, that's the Mede, even I took my stand to confirm or strengthen and to fortify him. 4, 5, 8, 1. Okay. Verse 2. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet 3 kings in Paras. This is this angel still talking to him. That's Persia. And the 4th shall be far richer than they all, and by his strength, through his riches, he shall stir up all against the realm, the kingdom of Yawan. That's Greece. Verse 3. And a mighty king shall stand up that shall rule with great dominion and do according to his will. Verse 4. And when he shall stand up, his kingdom shall be broken. 7, 6, 6, 5. And shall be divided, 2, 6, 7, 3, toward the 4 winds of the sky. And not to his posterity, his descendants, nor according to his dominion, 4, 9, 1, 5, which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be plucked up, 5, 4, 2, 8, even for others beside those. Verse 5. And the king of the south shall be strong, and one of his officers, and he shall be strong above him, and rule his dominion, shall be a great dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion. I missed that semicolon there. Verse 6. And in the end of years they shall join themselves together, that's 2, 2, 6, 6, all one word, for the king's daughter of the south shall come to the king of the north to make an equitable arrangement, but she shall not retain the power of the arm. Neither shall he stand, nor his arm, but she shall be given up, and they that brought her, and he that begot her, and he that strengthened her in these times. Daughter doesn't mean a literal daughter. It means like a city. This is all metaphorical. Verse 7, but out of a shoot, 5, 3, 4, 2, of her roots, that's a new growth of her roots, shall one stand up in his place, which shall come with an army, 2, 4, 2, 8, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against them, and do things against them, and shall prevail, be strengthened. 2, 3, 8, 8. Verse 8. And also Goaz captive into Mitzrayim, their Elohechem, that's their gods, with their molten images, 5, 2, 5, 7. and with their precious vessels of silver and gold shall go as captives into Mitzrayim. I misread that. I missed this. And shall also their Elohim with their molten images and with their precious vessels of silver and of gold shall go as captives into Mitzrayim. They would be taken into captivity. Like I said, I'm working with notes and arrows and stuff. I haven't got this computerized yet. And he shall stand more years than the king of the north. So shall come into his kingdom the king of the south. That word order was tampered with, so I fixed it. And shall return into his own land. But his son shall be stirred up, 1624, and shall assemble or gather together, 622, a multitude, 1995, of great armies, 2428, and one shall certainly come and overflow, 7857, and pass through. Then shall he return and be stirred up even to his fortress, 4581. Verse 11. And the king of the south shall be moved with bitterness, 4843, and shall come forth and fight with him, even with the king of the north. And he shall set forth a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. In other words, you're going to be defeated. Let me clear my pipes and get a drink of water here. Okay. Verse 12. And when he has taken away, 5375, the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down, 5307, that's caused to fall, as in death, okay? Many 10,000s, 7239, but he shall not be strengthened by it. Verse 13, for the king of the north shall return and shall set forth a multitude greater than the former. 7223. And shall certainly come after the end of certain years with a great army and with much possessions. 7399. Notice the difference. Between the King James, it says riches. Verse 14, and in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south, also the sons of robbers, 6530, of thy people shall exalt themselves, bandit kings, to establish the vision, 2377, but they shall fall, 3782. Verse 15, so the king of the north shall come and cast up, in other words, pour out a mount, a siege mount, 5550, and capture the fortified cities, and the arms of the south shall not withstand, neither his chosen people, neither shall there be any strength to withstand. 5975. Verse 16. But he that comes against him shall do according to his own will. 7522. And none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious, 6643, land, which by his hand shall be destroyed. 3:6:15. That's consumed. To bring to an end. To finish. Verse 17. He shall also set his face to enter with the strength of his whole kingdom. And upright ones, that's righteous, 3:4:7:7, with him, thus shall he do. And he shall give him the daughter of women, corrupting her, 7:8:4:3, but she shall not stand, neither be for him. Verse 18, after this shall he turn his face unto the isles, the islands, 3:3:9, and shall capture many, but a ruler for his own behalf shall cause to cease, 7:6:7:3, the reproach, 2:7:8:1, offered by him without his own reproach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. In other words, turn back on him. Verse 19. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort, 4:5:8:1, fortress of his own land, but he shall stumble, 3:7:8:2, and fall, and not be found. Verse 20, then shall stand up in his place one who causes to pass through, 5:6:7:4, an exactor, 5:0:6:5, as an exactor of payment of the splendor, 19:25, of the kingdom. Someone that gathers tribute. But within few days he shall be broken in pieces, neither in anger nor in battle. Verse 21, and in his place shall stand up a contemptible man, 9:5:9. To whom they shall not give the authority of the kingdom, but he shall come in quietly, 7:9:6:2, and seize, 2:3:8:8, the kingdom by flatteries, 2:5:1:9. Verse 22, and with the arms of a flood, 7:8:5:8, that's a flood of people, they shall be overflown, 7:8:5:7, from before him, and shall be broken, 7:6:6:5. Yea, also the prince, 5:0:5:7, of the covenant, 1:2:8:5. Verse 23, and after the league, 2:2:6:6, made with him, he shall work deceitfully, 48:20, for he shall come up and shall become strong with a small, 4:5:9:2, people. Verse 24, they modified this verse. I'm going to read it as it actually reads. Quietly, 7:9:6:2, upon the fattest places, the most prosperous, 4:9:2:4, of the province, 4:0:8:2, he shall enter, and he shall do that which his fathers or forefathers have not done, nor his father's fathers. He shall scatter, 9:6:7, among them the plunder, 9:6:1, and spoil, 7:9:9:8, and possessions, 7:3:9:9. And against the strongholds he shall devise, 2803, his plans for 2804, even for a time, 6256. Verse 25, and he shall stir up, 5782, his power, 3581, and his heart against the king of the south with a great army, and the king of the south shall be stirred up to battle with a very great and mighty army, but he shall not stand. For they shall devise 2803 plans for 2804 again against him. Okay, I've got less than 5 minutes here, and I'm going to cut it off at verse 25, and I will take up on Monday the rest of chapter 11. Beginning at verse 26. So we're going to halt it right here. And I will start for Monday the verse 26. And I will finish out chapter 11 up to verse 45. And then I will do chapter 12. So it'll be the rest of 11 and chapter 12. On Monday, and that will finish Daniel. Now, I want to remind you again that after I complete Daniel, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll begin the reruns starting in Genesis with my first show. I had to re-record 2 and 3 because they had bad audio. I was new at this. I didn't understand the computers. And I had an old computer, and it didn't work real well. I had the settings wrong, on and on and on and on and on. Well, as you see, I've had a lot of tutelage from Eli James and others, David James particularly, on setting all this stuff up. And I have a new machine now, which I purchased a while back, which does excellent recordings, and I'm getting another one because I'm going to be helping with some stuff with EFR and moving files and doing printing and on and on and on and on and on. I need 2 full computers in excellent, fast condition to do these shows, especially when I co-host with Eli. I have multiple references that I have to do when we do the shows. And that's the story there. So I will pick up on Monday with the rest of chapter 11 and chapter 12 and then finish out Daniel. Tuesdays and Thursdays will be rebroadcast starting with the beginning in Genesis. So I'm coming down the end here. I don't have a lot of time. Got a lot of things happening in the world. You can't totally ignore them. You need to keep an eye out and be vigilant. And pray without ceasing. Prepare your family spiritually and physically for what's coming. I will say Shalom Aleichem to you at this time, and I will catch you on Monday, Yahweh willing. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.